I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Lisa LaBar. She is a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy, and we talked about safe biking. Here's more with Lisa LaBar.
Some of the most common injuries we see are low back pain, knee pain, and neck pain, though sometimes we see people with numbness in their hand or foot while bicycling, or other pain or symptoms.
What causes that? Is that the repetitious motion? What is it? Where can some of this come from?
Yeah, it could come from different things. It could have to do with your flexibility or muscle imbalance, or it could also be an issue with how your bike fits you.
That's an important part, isn't it? Because like if the seat isn't quite at the right height and you're overextending to the pedals and the full stride or whatever, that can cause trouble, can it?
Exactly. Like you mentioned, the bike seat alone could cause issues with knee pain or low back pain, all the way to shoulder pain.
So what are some good tips that you could give to somebody that maybe would want to prevent some of these problems or prevent some pain when they're biking?
Yep. Well, one thing, a lot of injuries come from increasing training volume too quickly. So just with any physical activity, you want to ease your way into it. If you haven't biked in a while, start with shorter, easier rides and gradually increase the amount and intensity of your rides. Another thing that can be helpful is biking in a lower gear, where you're spinning more revolutions per minute. This will be easier on your body and is especially important when biking up hills.
That's true. I remember that as the first time I ever got on a bike years ago as a kid. And it's like, here comes a hill and you shift in and it's like, wow, I can do this.
So right.
That's important, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And then finally, making sure, again, that your bike fits you appropriately is really important. If anything about your riding your bike doesn't feel comfortable for you, it would be a good idea to schedule a bike fit. We do bike fits at our two clinics in Marquette, and often making a small change to your seat position or swapping a part on your bike can make a huge difference.
We're talking with Lisa LaBar here this morning. She's a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy at their Marquette Clinic on Fair Avenue. Lisa, you mentioned something called a bike fit. What is a bike fit and what's done?
Yeah, so with a bike fit, what we'll do is have you bring in your bike that you're experiencing the pain on while riding, as well as the normal clothes and shoes that you wear while riding. And then we will have you set up on a trainer and go through a formal assessment, takes about 90 minutes, and then we'll determine what the cause of your pain likely is, whether it be something related to your bike or whether it be a flexibility or muscle imbalance issue.
And then you're going to basically work with them to get the bike at least set up right, and then a few other tips too, right?
Yes. Yep. We'll make necessary adjustments on your bike, or we may send you to a local bike shop. We're lucky in this area. We've got several of them. All are great to work with. If it's a matter of buying a different part, we'll be able to determine if that's needed or if we need to set you up with a formal physical therapy program.
How important is just, I guess, sort of the common sense approach here of that if something's not feeling right, to listen to it?
Very important. And it's important that you come in early on versus riding with it for a long time where it becomes more of an issue.
I also like that you mentioned a moment ago that another reason that there sometimes is injuries or at least pain with biking is you simply try to do too much. You ride further than you are. How important is it to ease into this?
That's a really important part. You know, the bike fit is really important, but just as important as that, listen to your body, and just with any activity, you want to take your time getting into it. You know, you're not going to run a marathon when you first start running. And
exactly.
Same thing with biking.
And it can probably be easy sometimes to get on that bike and go a little further one way and then not remembering you got to get back.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to do a bike fit, they want to find out more about this, how do they go about doing that?
Sure. Visit our website at stayactiveup.com/biking for more information. You can call Active Physical Therapy. The phone number is on the website. And then once you call, we'll ask some brief questions about your bike, about your symptoms, and we'll give you a little more information about what to expect.
That's the comments of Lisa LaBar. She's a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.